Hey, I'm Luke, and I'm going around the world. This update actually comes quite a time after, maybe about a week and a bit after the time I was last at this place that I'm going to talk about, which is, of course, Cape Horn and a bit of the Drake Passage as well. Now, I always used to think that the Cape Horn was the southern tip of South America, and it sort of is the southern tip of South America, but I always thought it was the southernmost place that you had to take your ship around. So when you're going from the Pacific to the Atlantic or vice versa, you had to do what's known as rounding the horn. Of course, it was only like years later when I discovered that this isn't actually quite true at all. The southernmost point of South America, actually, of the continent, of the land, is actually quite a bit further north, and then you've got Tierra del Fuego, which is the big island, which is like half Chilean and half Argentinian, and then you've got some more islands which are all Chilean down there as well. And so north of Cape Horn, you can go through on a ship on the Magellanic Passage and also the Drake Passage as well. Of course, the Beagle Channel. So the Magellanic Channel or Passage, I can't remember exactly what it's called, that's named after, of course, Magellan. I think it was Fernando Magellan, who was the first person to sail all the way around the world. He actually set off from Europe, but he didn't get back all the way around to Europe. He actually died when he crossed the Pacific the other side. He actually named the Pacific Ocean as well, because when he got there the first time, he said, oh, this is a very calm ocean, it's very peaceful. So he called it the Pacific, not knowing that there are actually bigger storms in the Pacific than anywhere else in the world or in any of the other oceans. Anyway, so he sailed all the way around there and then died once he got across the Pacific to some Polynesian islands. But before then, he'd actually been to those islands before, but he'd gone the other way around. He'd headed east from Europe to get there, then back to Europe, and then west around the world. He's actually the person who first sailed, who first managed to cross every line of longitude, every time, which is, I don't know, he sailed all the way around the world. Anyway, I'm getting confused now. Anyway, so I always thought that he had to go around there, but of course he didn't go through the Drake Passage. Drake went through the Drake Passage. The Beagle Channel is named after the Beagle, which was the ship that Darwin took around, and there's lots of islands in between, lots of different ways through. But the way to go around without going through any channels, without going through any narrow channels, is of course the Drake Passage, and that's what Cape Horn is. And Cape Horn is actually just a small island, and it is the southernmost bit of South America. Between there and Antarctica is just sea, is just the Drake Passage, is just the Southern Ocean. But yeah, of course, rounding the horn is notoriously dangerous. And if you look at my blog post, I show a bit of a map. I took a photo of a map a few years ago, last time I was here, or a few times I was here, back in 2007. And it marks off all the different shipwrecks. And there's so many shipwrecks on the map that they actually run out of space to mark the shipwrecks in this area around Cape Horn. Yes, it's really bad. It's not actually a whole lot more to talk about, really, because all Cape Horn is a small island. People actually do live there all the time. There used to be a Chilean navy base down there, but of course there's a lighthouse, and there's a memorial as well, which is, you know, it's like this diamond shaped piece of metal with an albatross cut out of it, so you've got like this negative silhouette of an albatross there. And of course that's a memorial to all of the people who died in this area of shipwrecks and things like that. I've been around here a few times. Sometimes they when the cruise ships they sort of say they're going to sail around Cape Horn, and they do, they plan to sail all the way around it. I still don't think I've managed to do that, because every time you come here the weather is so bad that they think, actually, tell you what, let's not sail around Cape Horn, let's just sort of have a look at it and go off there. Last year I was here on a ship called the Amsterdam, and the wind was really, really, really strong, and they said, okay, we're not going to go around Cape Horn, we're just going to sail up into it, into the downwind part of the island. And that's what we did, and we looked at it, and of course the guy who was doing the narration was always talking about, yes, this is why it's so notorious here, it's this kind of weather all the time, you can't predict the weather and all that kind of stuff, even though it was like in the end of the summer and the weather should have been fine, you know. It was like this time last year, March, I guess it must have been. And then what happened is that we head north back up towards the Beagle Channel again, and there's an island. So we're in the lee of an island, and we turn sideways onto the wind, and then we came out from behind this island, and there's this wide channel, and then another sort of like narrow channel, which is again sheltered by the sheltered from the wind by some more land. And that crossing, you know, it's only maybe a kilometer or two through this channel, this open channel to the wind, but all the way across we're going sideways to the wind. And I've never been in a boat which has tipped more to the side. You know, the wind was so strong that I was up on the top deck, so I was probably like deck 10 or 11 or 12 or something like that, and I was standing in the middle of the ship. I looked out one side and I couldn't see anything but the sea. Out to one side, out to the starboard side. And I looked out the other side and I couldn't see anything but the sky. It's that kind of wind, and we were really tipped over an impressive amount. And I mentioned, I think, on the last update down in Antarctica how the wind down there was strong. Well, this wind was even more strong, and we were going across, like, exactly crossways to the wind. So, like I say, when you hear about Cape Horn, it is this bad. This time when we got up there, coming up from Antarctica, the sea was so bad that we couldn't get the pilot on, because every time you're coming in and out of a port or going around some islands or anything like that, you need a local guide, a local pilot on the bridge to help navigate through and to warn of dangers and to know all the regulations and to know everything, really. It's like a second pilot. He's a qualified captain, a qualified pilot, but then he's with special local knowledge. Couldn't get him on and off the ship, so once again we didn't sail around Cape Horn. So it is one of those things. Of course, every time you do this, since you get the sailing around Cape Horn kind of ceremony, it's these big things like crossing the equator, I guess, maybe crossing the international dateline. I don't know. I've never done that. And going round Cape Horn are the kind of things that you get like a certificate for just for being on board a ship that's done it. So anyway, there's a little bits about Cape Horn. I've not really got anything else to talk about, but check out some of the photos on the blog. Next up, I'll be talking about Ushuaia, the southernmost city in the world. Email me if you want, luke@juggler.net, if you're enjoying these podcasts, or if you want any more information about anything I'm sharing. I do have a lot more, but I'm trying to keep these podcast updates quite short. Anyway, catch you next time.